This is Central Time. I'm Veronica Rickert.
And I'm Rob Ferret. Thanks for joining us here on the Ideas Network.
Our next guest says there's a new movement on the rise. People are building and flying their very own drones, and it's a glimpse of what life might be like in the coming years when these small flying robots take over the skies.
Joining us now is Tara McKelvey. She's features writer for the BBC. We have a link to her piece, The Rise of the Drone Hobbyists, on our Facebook page. Tara, welcome to Central Time.
Thank you.
So we've seen drones all over the international news, but how new of a phenomenon is recreational building of drones?
They've been around for a while. I mean, one of the questions is, what do you call these things? Uh-huh. Sometimes they're just, you know, model airplanes. But because, you know, drones have become so much, such a big story in the news that people call these model airplanes, they call them drones too. So they've been around for a while, since you were a kid probably.
Mm-hmm. So it's kind of the same thing as a remote control airplane, essentially.
That's right. I mean, people who, you know, follow this field are very particular about the terms, but for the layman, drone can cover all of it.
So drones gotten kind of a negative connotation sometimes. It's something that is used for military purposes, spy purposes. What are some of the positive things people are doing with these off the battlefield?
Well, I mean, they can do all sorts of things. They can deliver a burrito. There's been a video out that shows them dropping a burrito and, you know, and journalists are dying to get their hands on them. Some journalists are using them now because they can do stories about weather and things like that and send the drone off into an area that's pretty dangerous. And also, like, real estate agents want to use them so they can look at property and make a better sale.
So what is the appeal to these hobbyists? It sounds like people are pretty passionate about them. It's not just localized United States. What is it that people are really enjoying and feel passionate about drones for?
I mean, I think, you know, it's cool. You know, you can make this thing go wherever you want it to go. And the videos show these amazing scenes where the drone's, you know, going in all these places, like around the Statue of Liberty. And you can pretend like you're, you know, flying in this crazy place that you're not supposed to be. So it's like a sneaky thing that you can control.
Well, that's an interesting question to bring up. If they're in sneaky places, if they're not supposed to be there, do people get into trouble flying these things around?
Well, there was a story of a woman who lives in the Pacific Northwest who said that there was a drone hovering outside her window. So it seems kind of creepy, and she complained. She wrote on a blog about it. So there's always that possibility.
Interesting. Well, has there ever been, you know, a sort of security flap over drones that we know about?
Different authorities, you know, across the country have different levels of comfort with these things. Sometimes they get pretty upset. Some of the drone enthusiasts who fly them around have gotten in trouble for them. They've been threatened with fines and so on because the drones have flown around. Like at University of Virginia, they flew around some buildings there, and the people who live there, the authorities, got pretty upset.
If I wanted to get into this hobby, what's my cost of entry? Is this a wealthy person's game?
No, it's cheap. You can build your own drone for about $500, but it's a pretty simple model. And also remember, there's a difference between these drones that you can build for cheap and that you can fly around your backyard, and the drones that do hard work, like the kind that a realtor would want or that a journalist would need. They're a little bit more sophisticated.
Now, we've been talking about some of the security issues, and the United States has been, with good reason, a little bit jumpy about airplanes in general in the last 10, 12 years. And I guess I'm wondering, you know, are there safety implications here just in terms of what a drone could do aside from privacy? You know, could it be something that was used to carry a weapon? Is it something that could injure the user as well?
I mean, both are true, that the weapons require like a pretty sturdy drone, and they also require a whole bunch of people to man it. So each of the drones that are used for Pakistan and other places where they're actually killing people, they have about 160 people behind them. And then the software is really complicated and sophisticated. So the idea that somebody could just sort of, you know, piece together a drone that's going to go out and kill people seems pretty unlikely. And that's also a question about proliferation. People are always worried that some kind of another country is going to get it and use it against us. But again, it requires a real outlay of resources. So it's not anything to worry about right now.
And what about the people who fly them themselves? Could they get hurt?
Yeah, I mean, they seem benign and it seems like a lot of fun. But just, I guess, a couple months ago, there was a guy in Brooklyn who got killed by one of them. It ended up hitting the top of his head. It was pretty horrible. Mm. It doesn't happen very often. It may be one of the only cases where it's happened.
So what, I imagine there's a variety. I can picture a model airplane flying around, but what do some of these different drones look like?
I mean, they're, you know, like, they don't look all that sophisticated. They just, you know, like, they're just like these clunky kind of metal, all kind of whatever, taped together, you know. The sophisticated part comes in how they're controlled, you know, the software or the you know, the controls that they carry around. But even, like, the really complicated ones can still be carried. You know, like, when I was in New York in Washington Square Park, one of these guys was just carrying his drone around. Lots of people were carrying their drones around, and it looks cool.
Well, your piece suggests that in the coming years, there's going to be a lot more drones, that they could be as popular as smartphones. What kinds of things do we need to do to prepare for a future like that?
Well, I guess learn how to work them, or, you know, it would be a start. But I think one of the problems is that they're not very, you know, there's problems with the navigation. They crash all the time. I mean, the military drones go down pretty regularly, and these little ones just crash all the time. So they have to figure out a way that they can fly through the civilian airspace without smashing into other airplanes.
Did you get, when you were investigating this story, did you get to try flying one or watch someone else operating them?
Well, when we were in Washington Square Park, there was a guy who was flying his own drone. And the person I was with, like the drone expert, was, it was kind of sweet. I mean, he was watching him, you know, like the way you'd watch a little kid in a playground. You know, he's sort of like in the beginning stages of drone operation. So, and they, you know, I've seen them fly around before, and I've seen the big ones, too, though I haven't seen them in the air, just on the ground.
In terms of, you know, whether or not there's going to be a next generation of drones, you know, we talked about how they're pretty much model airplanes, but how have they changed, and where are they going in terms of sophistication?
Well, there are lots of hopes for them in terms of their commercial prospects. You know, people are hoping to cash in on them, and that means making them more reliable and also probably being able to carry small things. You know, again, like delivering stuff would be like a really nice thing for drones to be able to do. But making that reliable is kind of, it's still pretty much in the future because there's too many problems with the design.
So I wouldn't, if I wanted to build and make my own drone, $500 does sound like kind of a lot, and I'm pretty technically inept. But assuming I decided I could overcome those hurdles, where would I even go to get one of these things?
There's lots of places you can go online. They have different, you know, parts you can order, and there's all kinds of instructions and things like that. I mean, it's a whole world. You know, these people go out on the weekend, they fly their drones, and then some of, like, the more entrepreneurial ones will go off on their own and do these crazy stunts. But it's, you know, there's plenty of people who would be able to give you advice on it.
Well, what about what the drones will, I guess, cost in coming ages? If they're $500 now, do you see them getting, you know, to be pretty sophisticated, something that you need to have more money to do?
Yeah, I mean, the cost will, you know, at the more elaborate level, the cost will also go down. So you'll be able to have one that can do stuff that will supposedly make your life easier, and it won't cost that much. But, you know, it's a tool, and it can be used for good or for bad. And also, there's something to be said for being actually in the place yourself rather than sending a drone. You know?
How far can they fly?
It varies. I mean, the big ones like the Reaper or the Predator, they can fly for hundreds of miles. The little ones just go, you know, a mile or so, or some of them can only fly a few feet before they crash.
Wait, so the recreational drones can go hundreds of miles?
No, the big ones like the Reaper or the Predator.
Okay, gotcha. So the little ones are smaller. That makes more sense. All right,
Tara, thank you so much for joining us today.
You're welcome. Nice to talk to you.
That's Tara McKelvey. She's a features writer for the BBC. Now, Veronica, I know a lot of our listeners are crafty maker types. I'm wondering, if you're out there and you've made a drone, you've built a kit and fly it around, go to the Central Time Facebook page, if you would, and tell us about it, or better yet, give us a picture or maybe a video you did of a flyover of your neighborhood. Over that's Central Time on WPR. Just wondering if there are any drone hobbyists out there.
Or they could fly one by Vilas Hall right now. We can see it on our window.
Only if they bring a burrito or donuts. Burrito. They're lighter than the average burrito.
All of that sounds good. Well, you can go ahead and do that on the Central Time Facebook page, and, you know, drop us a comment about other stuff while you're there, too. We always appreciate hearing from you.